Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. Hey, everybody. Post-Super Bowl, huh? What's everybody going to do with themselves now? The game's over. Again, the sports medicine magic of Tom Brady, 41 years old. Guy's still a champion. You got to enjoy this because I don't know if you'll ever see it really again at that age. Great doubleheader today. Ty Bashiri. Ty is the head soccer coach, Chicago Fire Junior Soccer Academy here locally. He's going to be returning. And then we're going to have a wellness guru, author, speaker, Judy Garment-Gaiman, who is Live to 100, ? Sounds great. She's a radio co-host, and she's a speaker, so she'll be joining us. And then, of course, it's the Sports Doctors Inn, where we answer some emails, talk a little of upcoming shows. But first, let me welcome back Ty Bashiri. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Doc. Pleasure to be back. Love your show.
And, you know, again, Ty played at the professional level himself as a soccer player. Both his son and daughter were college soccer players. I've known Ty for, oh, gosh, I don't know if it's been 5, 10 years. He coaches some of the top kids, youngsters in the world of soccer. And so we really wanted to talk a little bit about, fill us in where you played, Ty, what led you into coaching?
Played as a youngster in former Yugoslavia, in Macedonia. That was a professional league at that time. And so right before the war started, then I came to United States. And what made me coaching, I started playing with my kids. And when it got really serious, when they were showing flashes of being good, I started coaching and took a team, most of the time volunteered. And then as we progressed and got licenses here in the United States, I developed that passion of coaching and helping others and helping other kids to really reach their potential.
Yes. Now, of course, it's such a big deal on the Sports Doctor. Many times all that changes, Ty, is the uniform. Whether you're a young figure skating coach, or whether you're coaching top tennis players, or you're working with gymnasts or dancers, the high-performance kids, you know, the Chicago Fire is the professional team in Chicago, and the Chicago Fire Juniors, that must mean these kids must be pretty good.
They are. We just came back recently from Florida, where we won the first place at Disney Showcase, ESPN. And so these were kids that are selected from all Chicagoland area and even affiliation of Chicago Fire, like Florida, Louisiana, Kentucky. And we put up a really good team where they played at such a high level that it was a joy to watch.
What ages, Ty, are you talking about these champions?
Talking about 13-year-olds.
Yes.
13 years.
Again, this is one of the chapters in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's called The Prodigy Sports, you know, where these kids, certain kids, they play year-round. They only want to play one sport. This is what they love. You tell them all day, we want you to play other sports, but the serious young soccer player, that's all sometimes they want to do. Again, you know, like another example of high-performance kids and the how long of the Chicago Fire Soccer Academy?
Well, our philosophy here at Chicago Fire Academy is to build a player that would be desired to play all over in the world, but he will decide to stay here in the United States. So we constantly looking and searching and practicing and developing players to get better at that level.
What comes with that are the challenges that, you know, you and I have talked about all this time. And when out, I've spoken to your coaches about the incredible importance of the only two things that anybody cares about. Number one is trying to prevent as much as possible injuries. One of the reasons I wrote the book, Ty, like you know, is the epidemic of overuse, youth sports injury. There are a few sports with 13-year-olds that are more physical than serious soccer. Lots of running. You know, you're talking about really young athletes, and the idea, again, of doing the two things that you guys care about. Again, one is preventing problems and injuries as best you can, and number two is to enhance performance.
Absolutely.
This is when we start talking about strengthening feet and ankles and getting into screening and paying big attention to all aspects. And I always ask coaches like yourself who for years have been involved. How long have you been in coaching, Todd?
Well, for now, I think it's close to 20 years, but actively I'd say 15. First 5 years were more volunteering.
Now you're serious. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, live from Chicago. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You could zip over to radio shows, and you can go back years and see which topics, which guests were on certain shows. You could listen to whatever you like, and you can go over to newspaper articles and magazines, where I've got a myriad of articles from all sorts of expertise involving everything from what's the best shoe for your son or daughter to what about that young specialty kid, your son or daughter, to the incredibly challenging world of concussions, et cetera, et cetera. One of my most popular articles on that area of the site is called Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. You know, we got a lot of feedback. We get a lot of followers on Twitter, over 30,000. There's a lot of great information, whether it's at hashtag Hey Sports Parents or our show at Sports Doc. DOC radio, again, talking Ty Bashiri. So the experience of going to Disney, winning that championship, is that's exciting stuff for the parents, for the coaches, and the kids.
Yes, it is. And what I try to instill in young player is the visual efficiency behavior. I'd like as a young kid to be able to see the field well, to be able to see his teammates and the opponent. And
I like that. What's that term? Visual. That's a great term. What did you just call it, Doctor?
It is a visual efficiency behavior. I want them to behave, to anticipate, to see.
React.
And react.
Yes. Bob Guida, my great mentor, gosh, used to talk about cat training, CAT.
Yes.
He's talking about working those super reflexes. That's why we always said work those feet and ankles, man. You know, I'm telling you like that all the time. You know, and the when you're dealing with children, kids at that level, and their family, the coaches, you know, I always ask you, how's your sports psychology skills?
It is a challenging, and it's, you know, besides being technical, tactical, another aspect of the game is the mental. And sometimes I try to take away the noises that kids hear from sidelines from the parents.
Good luck to you.
I'd like them to focus more on the game where they unconsciously play rather than hearing yes. noises of
one of yes one of one coaching. Of the one of the key points in all aspects of hashtag Hey Sports Parents is the mental game. You know, the whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in the country, whatever happens to be, the mental game is a big deal. The pressure, the parents' yes. pressure, the pressure to play. One of the big chapters in my book, Ty, as you know, is called Youth Sports and Drugs.
Yes.
This reliance on over-the-counter pain medicine. Don't you understand, Dr. Weil? My daughter's got to play tomorrow. And this
Absolutely.
Kind of stuff, this is very, very real. This is where, again, education of coaches, interaction with parents, when we start getting into the high level where these kinds of pressures, that we're all familiar with ranting, raving parents. You know, there are cartoons in the book, as you know, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. My co-author, Sharky Zartman. Yes. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, is a Hall of Fame volleyball player, both on beach and in the gym, and both her daughters became Division I. You as a dad, you and Lou, your wonderful wife, you know, both your kids became college players. So,
yes, they did.
You know, and you had an eye, even again as a coach, the difference between adding some of the European flavor to the American game, you know, when you showed up, was a big deal.
Yep. And that's what another dimension of youth soccer here is, the problem that we kind of overstructure things. As growing up as a kid, I took the ball and play, rather than kids coming here, it's a job to them.
This is one of the challenges.
Being pressured and being put into play in an environment where maybe they're over-challenged or under-challenged, and then that becomes a work rather than fun.
My late sports psychologist associate spent years with me on the radio, Jim Vickery, who talked about that once the child's sport became a drill, we were in trouble, where we would start to see dropping out. So the idea, 13-year-olds have to be having fun. They have
Absolutely.
To enjoy what they're doing. They'd never stick with it if there wasn't all that positive vibe going on when you're dealing, you know, with these kids. And True. You're talking again about what's the web, the Chicago Fire Junior, is there a specific website tied for them?
Well, it's the ChicagoFireJuniors.com, and it's /academy. You can see all of our training and practices. We are developing curriculum now for all our youth to be practicing with one unified curriculum, and that will come out. And we have Johnny Carter and Mike Makovich. We're working on that one, and so pretty soon that will come out. We'll have unified practices and games for every youth category.
Yes, and it's interesting again that back to the prodigy sports. How many kids, just off the top of your head, that are involved in your kind of program, Ty, play other sports besides soccer?
Like you said in the opening, these are the kids that really specialize in one sport.
Yes.
But
what percentage?
I have few of them that do play different sports, and not many. I can't say I have 5 or 10% of players that play.
Yes. One of the challenges, sports. Of course, one of the challenges in youth soccer has always been the shoes and what's the best shoe. We've really seen some good metamorphosis of shoes. Sometimes, again, the use of cleats very early is problematic. There are growth centers on the bottom of the feet. And many times we see they're aggravated where we got 6-year-olds worrying about whether they're wearing, you know, cleats regarding the shoes. So Let's say, again, your son or daughter is really, really talented, then you can sure help evaluate where they fit in. You know, when you're talking about curriculum, again, you're talking about kids who are playing 3-4 days a week, and training with you. How much attention, Ty, do you guys work on balance and stability and stretching? Have I convinced you of all of that yet?
you have, and we try to implement it. Before we really start playing more seriously, in our warm-up, when we start passing and moving, I stop and we do stretches. So first 15 minutes before we get into our practice, we do have a warm-up leading us to the practice. And in that period of time where we require to pass and move and based on what we're practicing, we stop for a minute or two and then we do stretches and we continue on again and we stop it again. We stretch another minute. So yes. I'm not saying we are doing the perfect job. I know there's
doing a great job. You're doing a great job. You know, and
but
I think
we do try to prevent those injuries. And yes. I mean, at the age of 13, 12, 13, and 14, we don't have many, but I know the injuries pile up later because of wear and tear and when the game gets a lot more physical, and then those injuries start to happen.
Well, again, you know, we see it's just full-time running. It's full-time changing direction.
Yes.
It's being a dancer on the field, and that's tremendously challenging. I put orthotics in the shoes of the before the fire. What was the team in Chicago? Do you remember?
It was
Sting. Chicago Sting.
Yeah, remember that. I remember one of my idols that came to play for Sting, and he was Slavisha Jungle. And when I came here to the States, I heard that he had a special chair in every bar when he went to play because he was one of the better players. But yeah, that was before me getting here.
Yes, and the so how young? See, like you said, these 13-year-olds were champions. And how young do you take? And you do take boys and girls in the academy, right?
Yes, we do.
How many
the
kids
academy,
do you deal with?
Well,
in
every
your league?
Year, yeah, every year we move on. I mean, I tend to stick with one team. But I do some years I had like two or three teams that I coach, and that's like 30 to 40 kids constantly every week that I deal with. And then the club that I coach in the Fire West, we have over 300 kids that are practicing with us. And then when we bring those kids back to
are they going year round with you?
Yes,
for almost
yes,
at
they
a time.
Do.
So they were year round.
As a matter of fact, we practice indoor at Edwards in Romeoville, where you had a class with us. I don't know if you remember.
Great facility,
when you had the coaches, yes. And then we play indoor at Toyota Park. We have a dome there, and we play 11-on-11 at Toyota Park. And then also we go right after our season ends in March. We go outdoors. March 15, we start practicing because our outdoor season starts in April.
They could find Ty all the information they want, like you said, if they go to
ChicagoFire.com. Yeah. ChicagoFireJunior.com. Yes.
Okay. Hey, Ty Bisceri, the time flew by, man. Great stuff.
I love it. Thank you for having me.
Look forward to having you. Yeah, hold on. Hold on, Ty. Everybody, we're going to be right back at Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Everybody, you all know how much time we pay attention to wellness and fitness, all aspects of that. So we're excited to have Judy Gammon. She's a best-selling author. She's a speaker. She is a fellow radio host and an author of numerous books, Age to Perfection. So, hey, Judy Gammon, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, I'm so pleased to be on the show. And, man, I love what you're doing out there and educating people. It's just, it doesn't get any better than that. So I'm privileged
Thank
to be on
you
your
so
show.
Much. Yes, I'm always looking to trade radio shows, absolutely. You know, if you want to live to be 100 and you're still walking, you better be in the right shoe. Right, Judy?
That is a fabulous quote. I love it.
Exactly. You know, or you have to be paying attention to all of these things I've talked about for I don't know how many decades. So give us a little bit of quickie background in yourself with all these things you're doing in the wellness world. And by the way, she's the radio co-radio host, Age to Perfection. Give us some background, Judy.
Yeah, so here's the background. I actually am the CEO for Executive Medicine of Texas. We're a world-renowned preventative medical clinic in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I do a lot of speaking on health topics and how to stay young, how to stay vibrant. You mentioned Age to Perfection. It's one of the books that I wrote. And one of the things I did with that book, since the whole purpose of that book is how to thrive to 100 happy, healthy, and wise, is I not only delved into the research on this, but I went out and I interviewed people who were over 100. Because what's a better place to find what you need than go to the source, right? And originally when I had a writing assistant and I said, hey, I've got something for you to do this week. I need you to go out and I need you to find me people over 100 that I can talk to. And I'm thinking, you know, this is going to be hard, right? I only gave her a week to do it. She's not going to have anything. She came in. She's got a long list. And she's just like, and you got to meet this lady. And it's hard to get on her schedule because she's so busy. And I'm like, busy doing what? She's 100 years old, right? Oh, no,
right.
Her social calendar is like huge. So I found out that these people are living to be over 100, and they're truly living. We used to think that if we were over 80 or 90, we'd be in wheelchairs and drooling all over ourselves. But the people that are making it to 100 and plus are doing so because they stay active in body, mind, and spirit. And this is exactly what I found in the people I interviewed.
Yes, I find that we talked about it for years on the Sports Doctor. Ironically, amazingly, the new medicine, quote unquote, is still eating smarter and nutrition on the one side, and staying active as you can on the other side. And the whole world of mind body. You know, the word mindfulness, 20 years ago, doctors didn't know how to spell it.
Right.
They also didn't know how to spell holistic in a lot of different instances. So we've come a long way, baby. Yet at the same time, you know, the challenges, you know, the society is as obese as they've been, and we still have childhood obesity up to the ceiling. And the secret, you know, again, working with people who have lived longevity, you know, even people who live to be 100 benefit from some strength training. That's
been
another.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. They make a difference. And tell us a little bit about your radio show.
So it's called the Staying Young Show, and we're heard on 58 stations across the country. And then we go to podcast after we've been on all our stations as Staying Young Show 2.0, and we're in all the podcast directories. And every week, you know, we're talking, if we're not talking amongst ourselves, and when I say ourselves, it's myself, Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson, who are the founders of Executive Medicine of Texas, if we're not talking amongst ourselves about something, we'll bring on people. We've had on leading scientists, best-selling authors, celebrities, you name it, they all come on the show. But we find just the most fascinating things out, things that we may not have realized. We talk about latest research, you know, things that just came out yesterday. It haven't even hit the mainstream yet. And it's funny because we get a lot of people that write in and such, and they're like, I just was watching ABC, and they were talking about this new breaking study, but you guys were talking about it 6 weeks ago. Because
right.
we really delve into those medical journals and, you know,
guess
what's
what,
happening. And
I'm talking about it 30 years. Maybe give it take a few weeks.
Right.
On a lot of those, yes, the tremendous. Again, I don't care if you live to be 100, but you got to be walking in the best shoe. You got have to know what the proper type exercise is for you, and you have to know all the different rules to try to stay out of trouble. My co-author of the book #Hey Sports Parents, Hall of Fame volleyball player Sharkey Zartman, wrote a great book, Empowered. Aging, and I wrote a chapter for her when the title of the chapter was called Aging is a Balancing Act. And besides being cute, I was talking about the tremendous importance as we age of working balance, working on balance strengthening in order to staying out of trouble. So it's great to see you know, you pay so much attention to all of those different areas regarding that. What's the website? Would it be Executive Medicine of Texas? What's the best website, Judy, for people to find out about you and your speaking and your books?
Yeah, so they can go to emtexas.com. Or they can go to judygammon.com. If they go to emtexas.com, EM Texas, then they'll find all kinds of things about what we do there at Executive Medicine of Texas. If they're listening and they, you know, are more interested in having me speak or the books, they can go to Judy Gammon, and that's JudyGammon.com.
Yes, and the attention also, you know, again, one of your monikers, you're from teens to CEOs. We pay huge attention on the Sports Doctor to the youth sports world in so many areas, preventing injury, talking about the importance of the, again, balance, strengthening your feet, paying attention to posture, and all of these challenges. I just had on Ty as a, you know, already championship soccer. These girls are 13 years old. These boys are 13 years old. And the talk a little bit about some of the importance when you're dealing with kids.
Well, the thing with kids is we're seeing, and you kind of hit on this already, we're seeing that we're childhood obesity, we're seeing diabetes, we're seeing a lot of things happen at a much
nightmare.
Younger age. It is a nightmare. But one thing that really concerns us that isn't talked about enough is that we're putting artificial sweeteners into our babies, into our children. They even artificially sweeten some of these children medications and foods, and it's terrifying because of what we know about the gut microbiome. You see the sports drinks, right? And then they'll say, oh, zero sugar added. Well, they just threw in some artificial sweeteners too. So, you know, we're even the healthiest of our kids or the most athletic of our kids are getting exposed to some of this. And now what we know between the gut microbiome and how important it is not to be taking in these artificial sweeteners, which are killing off the
gut
bacteria.
It's a big challenge. Big challenge at all ages is the idea. You know, everybody knew growing up that junk food was junk food and fast food was fast food. What we didn't know was that the good old American diet, quote unquote, was something that would really, really be, that was healthy, that could keep people healthy. And that's one of the great ironies. Well, I've been talking about childhood obesity on the Sports Doctor truly 20 years. About the kinds of joint problems and psychological problems and all these other things we would see. And by the way, diabetes and obesity-related stuff will break us financially. Break us. So even if you just care about dollars and cents, but the art, Judy, again, of living well as we get older, again, these things that talk about what, you know, is important that you pay attention to in your books and, again, on your show.
Well, of course, diet and nutrition are huge. But there are a lot of things we take advantage of, like, for example, sleep. You know, we need more sleep than we're getting. And with the invention of smartphones, and we're always on our tablets or our computers, and we're actually inhibiting our body's ability to sleep. And we need to be able to get into that deep REM sleep. There's been a study, I don't know if you saw this one, Bob, but there was a study that came out that talked about when we go to sleep, we now know through functional MRI that our brain is scrubbed like a washing machine. And this is what gets rid of the plaques and all the things we don't want in the brain. And it's quite amazing that we,
the science
over time,
of recovery.
Yeah.
Recovery. Whether you are the best athlete or your son or daughter is, or it's your grandparents, the science of recovery, deep sleep being such a big deal as being something that, again, people take for granted. At the same time, it's a matter, hey, welcome to the team of awareness, Judy, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. And it's really about knowing your body and knowing I'll tell you one thing. One of these centenarians that I became very close with after writing that book gave me this piece of advice that when I'm really tired, I hear her tell me, and it was, when you're tired, you sleep. And she would be tired, she'd say, I'm tired, time for a nap. But we've gotten away from recognizing, you know what, I'm tired, I'm going to take a nap. Or I'm tired, I'm going to do this. And then we drive ourselves into exhaustion. And then we get on this thing that we do a lot of, kids are doing it more than ever, where we get 5 and 6 hours of sleep instead of the 7 or 8 hours of sleep. And I tell you, sleep in our athletes and in our children is a big problem. They're not getting the sleep they need. They're not going to develop properly if they don't get this sleep. And even coaches, a lot of times we think, oh, you don't need it. You're young. You know, get back up. Get back out there. And, we're doing a lot of damage if we don't take care of our bodies and let them recover.
Well, again, you know, we have a society that many children start at 7 o'clock in the morning. And study after study after study that questions the relevance of that. Also, again, on the Sports Doctor, we've ranted and raved about the importance of keeping PE in school at all levels, keeping these kids active. I'm going to talk more. Judy Gammon, best-selling author, speaker radio host. We'll be back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is. You cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. It's the Sports Doctor, and we're talking with Judy Gammon, best-selling author. Judy's a speaker, radio host of the show Staying Young Show, and this is really, really what she's all about. She's the CEO of Executive Medicine of Texas. Who's Executive Medicine of Texas, Judy?
So we are a world-renowned facility, luxury medicine. We do executive physicals, concierge medicine, and bioidentical hormones. And although we have a huge following in our own backyard, we actually have a worldwide following with people that
Where
fly
are
in
you?
From all around. We're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, the luxury medicine, interesting term. You know, concierge doctors, the ability to have somebody who, you know, is at your beck and call if needed with wide array of services. Is that what you guys are about?
That's what we're about. But I have to tell you, that term's been thrown out a little too loosely for our liking.
True.
The concierge. And the reason is right. We think anyone who's going to go on a plan like this, they have to start with a half-day physical. And that's what we do. Everybody that comes to see us and gets on one of our plans, we get to the bottom of where is their health status. Because
yes.
From there, we have to have a personalized approach. Well, this is not a one-size-fits-all. Everybody is made differently. And we have to say, okay, where do we fine-tune you?
Absolutely. And like you say, when you start at the bottom, you could be a commercial for sports podiatry, where we sing the songs with bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the leg bone. I'm being a little facetious. Again, but the many times in an overall evaluation of people who are active, where we see so many postural problems, make sure your half a day physical includes. Let me watch you balance on one foot. you know what I mean?
And we do that. And we do that.
I know you do.
Bob, what you do is so important. I want to just let your listeners know from the standpoint of where we are. People don't understand that not having the proper footwear, not having the proper arch support can do so much damage to your spine, to your energy, to everything, because it really does all start there. Your body needs to line up properly because it can zap your energy. And if we look at how much money we spend in this country and companies lose because people are out due to back pain, it's phenomenal. So just getting back to what you do, hats off. You are starting at the right place. People need to know that walking around in high heels all day are these guys that happen to love these particular shoes because they're really expensive off the rack, but they're on their feet all day, and then they can't figure out why they feel bad. Man, you really are doing a great job, and I just want to applaud you for that.
Thank you, Judy. You know, let alone I've been putting orthotics in figure skates, gosh, 3.5 decades. And the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist grew up in Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old. We put orthotics in his skates. 15 years later, he was the gold medalist. I'm still putting orthotics in the skates of 10-year-olds. For the same principle that am I putting orthotics in the walking shoes of your mother. Again, when we're talking alignment, and that being an important addition, what other services do you pay attention to in what's included in executive medicine?
Yeah, so
like you said, hormonal evaluation.
It is. We want to look at the hormones, and we're talking about testosterone and estrogen and thyroid and all these things. We also do cognitive assessments. We look at the autonomic nervous system. We do stress tests. We don't do every year, but on certain years, and depending on if somebody is a candidate for this, we may do CT of the abdomen, chest, and pelvis. Or we do virtual colonoscopies where you don't have to be knocked out for the colonoscopy, and we can look at the inside and the outside of the colon and really see what's going on there. But it all boils down to having a dog in the hunt. People saying, you know, I am tired of the five-minute physical, one hand on the door visit. I'm going to take charge of my health, and I'm going to come in and get to the bottom of it and get a plan.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all
again.
About.
It is as important, again, to try to fit into, would you give me a couple of vibes here on how I could live to be 100 and still be walking around and being healthy? Or, again, I want to be at the top of my game, whether it's playing golf or whether it happens to be a recreational individual who just wants to prevent injury, paying attention. Or, again, on the sports, Dr. Judy, it's a big deal. I call it the mind game. Whether you're a parent, whether you're the person who's trying to lose weight, whether you're, again, trying to live to be 100, you know, it is a mental game. And, you know, you're part of that kind of thinking with all the stuff in your books, aren't you?
Yes, totally. And it really is a matter of change your brain first, because there are too many people that walk around with the victim mentality. I don't know why I'm so fat. I don't know why I'm so tired. I don't know why this or that. Yet they go and they get the processed, you know, foods, and they don't get enough sleep, and maybe they smoke, or, you know, they're doing these things, but they're not taking accountability. So when you do something like what we do, these executive physicals, and you don't have to be an executive to get one necessarily, but when you go and you have in front of you black and white, like we do some telomere testing, so we can look on a chromosomal level and tell you what age you are on the inside. Because what age you are on the outside, just, you know, what year you were born, means nothing.
Yeah.
So how old
that's
you are
key.
On the inside
what age
is important.
Yeah, so I would assume that age-wise, you deal with from adolescents to seniors.
We do. We actually have something called a family plan, and it was really by design. We had people saying, this is so good for me and for my spouse. I've got a kid in college, or I've got a teenager, or I've got an athlete kid that's, you know, 12 or whatever. I can't even stand going down the street to their doctor and having these 10-minute visits, and I want them to jump on their health as young as possible so that they're not going to make maybe some of the same mistakes I made, but also so we kind of know where we are and what we need to do to help them. We do, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, VO2 max stress test, where we can actually check the gas exchange between the heart and the lungs and get a true basal metabolic rate. We know exactly how many calories you need to take in to maintain your weight, to lose weight, to gain weight, you know, how many pounds you
can lose. But at the same time, you don't drive anybody crazy, right?
Yeah.
You know, right? I mean, that's the key. You know, the challenge of having, you know, an optimum structure without seeing that nobody sticks with it. So, you know, that's why I always ask, how's your sports psychology skills?
Well, it's all about inspiring, because what we found
like
doesn't
that.
Work is telling someone you need to do this, you need to do that. You need to empower them and inspire them so that they make the choice themselves to do those things.
Yes, and again, this is something that we pay big attention to. You know, the United States, I'll give you one of my real pet peeves, Judy. The United States is only one of two countries in the world, New Zealand is the other, that allows TV advertising of prescription drugs. Ad nauseum.
Constantly. Oh, don't get
and
me started.
Yes. Well, this is something that we just assume that this is the way it is. You know, the sports doctors rebroadcast on UK Radio Health across the pond the next week. Some of the people in Britain, they think we're out of our minds with this pill-taking pressure.
And this starts very early. This is why I have a chapter in my book called Youth, Sports, and Drugs, the reliance on over-the-counter medicines, pain medicines, and again in our culture, you know, so this is a upward challenge constantly batting against that kind of information, isn't it?
It is. And we know that advertising works. We know that brainwashing through advertising works. This is why you can't have commercials with cigarettes anymore, because we know that it will cause people to want to purchase that. And that the irony is that you listen to these commercials, right, and they play the fluffy music, and they, you know, list all the good things that can happen, and then suddenly you hear the long list, which is often sped up, almost inaudible, of all the things that could happen to you, and then the last one's usually including death. And then they come back with the fluffy music and say, but talk to your doctor today. It's a mind game.
I could give you three or four jingles of different prescription drugs, diabetes drugs and others. I still remember the cigarette. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. This is very, 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 very effective. And it allows, again, the United States, who has 5% of the world's population, to take 80% of the world's pain medicines.
It's the societal issue that we have where we want an easy fix, right? And I think this is why we've gotten into so many prescription drugs, because once they started advertising, the patients come in and they start telling the doctors, I need this, you need to write this. And it's not just the advertising, though. We have to also look at what's put out on the Internet. We like to refer to this as Dr. Google. You know, Dr. Google's not always right, but people can completely convince themselves, one, that they have a number of things.
You have to be informed, Judy.
You have to
be informed. I can't believe we're almost out of time. Give me the website. Is there a specific website for executive medicine, or should they go through your site?
EMTexas.com. That's EMTexas.com.
And can they find out all information about your books and your speaking also there?
They can. There's a link.
All right. Fabulous. Hold on a quick second. Judy Gammon, everybody. We will be right back with the Sports Doctors Inn. Hold on, Judy.
Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son or daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. I am live. Wake me up. Live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, and the Sports Doctors In segment. One of my faves, because I get to answer some emails. I get to talk a little bit about some upcoming shows. And we've got some great ones coming up next week. Orthotics expert, really sports medicine, a teacher of the trainers, Dr. Kevin Hernan will be joining me, I think, from Boise, Idaho. Then Scott Anderson, a physical therapist, the world of concussions, head trauma. Following week, one of my favorite guests, participated in my book. Rob Andrews runs the Institute of Sports Performance. He's a mental coach of the gold medal women's gymnastics. I'm excited about him coming back. Michelle Melby also. Michelle is a TV participant. She's a figure skating coach, and she's coming back to talk a little figure skating with us. Great stuff coming up. Again, great show today with Ty Bashiri, Judy Gannon. Couple of emails. John says, what is tarsal tunnel syndrome? I have flat feet. I've had inside of my ankles hurt me. Tarsal tunnel syndrome, John, is a entrapment pressure on the important nerve that runs on the inside of the ankle into the foot. And tarsal tunnel is like an entrapment and pressure on that nerve. So somebody might get pain. Somebody might get numbness. Somebody might get other kinds of discomfort. There are many conservative ways to handle this. I've seen orthotics magical to stop the abuse of motion that stretches and irritates that nerve, and physical therapy. On occasion, it's a surgical problem. Check with podiatry, surgical podiatry. Get a follow-up on that diagnosis. And again, pay attention to conservative options. Nancy says, your articles on intelligent rest, quote unquote. What do I mean? You know, Nancy, really, intelligent rest is all aspects of allowing recovery, whether it is your son or daughter's just got to back off of running and jumping for a couple of weeks because her ankles are hurting her, and we just need to back off. Maybe we've got to back off from practice. Maybe we have to compromise. Maybe we even have to take some over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, but we have to back off, and we have to decide why and for how long. Intelligent rest might also be, how long does my son or daughter need to be on crutches? What kind of return are we talking about? Intelligent rest might be that the runner needs to be a walker for a couple of months, maybe, or for a couple of weeks because of their shin splints or their overuse problems. So that's what I mean. It's really it's not a medical term, but it's an important one. And I especially if your son or daughter is a serious athlete, you have to pay attention. Prevention is also a big part of that. Scott says, should orthotics be comfortable? Is it something you have to get used to? You know, Scott, that's a key question. You better believe it. Orthotics need to be comfortable. Whether it's for the senior citizen who's wearing orthotics in their walking shoes to try to help with their foot, ankle, knee, or back problems, arthritis, et cetera, that they have orthotics and that they should absolutely be comfortable, or whether it's your 11-year-old daughter who's a serious soccer player and she's wearing orthotics all the time, including playing soccer, she wouldn't wear them if she wasn't comfortable. Break-in is important. So supervision, as a generality, we tell parents, either for themselves or their son or daughter, give your body a week to get used to orthotic correction. Even an over-the-counter device, I don't necessarily recommend putting it in your shoe and leaving them in there full time. That was another question also, which was, what's the value of over-the-counter and some of these other advertised, everywhere you look, there's more inserts. They have good value. And in many instances, we can't go wrong finding the proper size and the type of temporary insert and be able to see how that works, use that also as a diagnostic aid. But it's not a custom orthotic, nor is it meant to be. Almost always, if custom orthotics are done properly, they are in every area superior, whether it's comfort or whether it's value in enhancing. If I have skaters who for a decade or two are still doing double jumps with their orthotics in their skates, then they better enhance alignment and positioning and all these things we've talked about. So, but comfort is a key. If I give you orthotics tomorrow, Scott, I'm seeing or talking to you in 2 weeks, so I can ask you, Scott, are you comfortable? And we could then, you know, interact on the break-in period. We might see that you're not running 10 miles a day in your orthotics for a couple of weeks. We also might see that you're doing double jumps a week after you get them. So you got to be comfortable, and you got to allow for some adjustment. We might see we're going to know that there's something supporting that arch for a certain amount of days. And that's why I tell a lot of people, wear them for an hour or two, a couple times a day, and then break them in that regard. Marty says, if we have any more time, what's the purpose of cross trainers? Great question, Marty. Cross trainers are sports shoes for multi-direction activity. Running shoes and walking shoes are for one foot in front of another. Cross trainers are side-to-side, tennis, basketball, soccer, football, baseball. Now, having a specific shoe for the sport is ideal, but in a general sense, you can use cross trainers for any of the multi-directional sports. And the difference, again, is side-to-side stability and control, so we don't run into ankle sprains. I don't want you on a tennis or basketball court in your running shoes, like ever. And on that note, we are out of time. I want to thank my guests again, Ty Bisseri, Judy Gammon. We will catch everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks.